Latest news, breaking stories,
expert analysis.
All you need to know in 60 minutes.
This is the Midday Report.
It's Thursday, and on Thursdays of the Midday Report, we speak to the author of a local non-fiction book. And today's book is called The Overcomers. It's by Alef Muhlenberg. And it really tells the stories of entrepreneurs in South Africa whose businesses were destroyed during the looting of July 2021 in KZN, in Gauteng as well. Alef is a social entrepreneur. He's on the boards of various entities. And he traveled into Alex in Joburg. He traveled to Everton. He traveled to KZN, and he helped various entrepreneurs through social grants who built their businesses up from nothing. He nurtured, grew them over the years, and they lost everything during the July unrest. And this is the story of so many entrepreneurs in South Africa. And what I particularly loved about this book is the very personal stories. 10 entrepreneurs, their personal stories, and then the lessons that Alef has learned from them as well that can be transferred to other entrepreneurs. So a pleasure to welcome Alef Muhlenberg, a social entrepreneur, philanthropist, and chairperson at Reza Holdings to the Midday Report today. Alef, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, and thank you for having me on the show.
So, Alef, what made you turn the work that you were doing into a book? Why did you feel that this was the best way to relay the stories of these entrepreneurs and their experiences?
So I think for me, it was the July riots was one of the first times for me being in South Africa that I felt quite deflated, meaning that for me, those riots, they sucked the very lifeblood out of the communities by targeting entrepreneurs who pretty much sacrificed everything to create jobs in those very same communities. So my thing was the stories that when we started helping those entrepreneurs came back, and those stories were so inspiring that I was like, look, if I feel inspired by these stories, and if no one is going to write about this or speak about this, then those stories will be lost. So I wanted to capture those. So I started interviewing a number of the entrepreneurs and approached their publisher and said, look, are you keen to publish a book around this? And he immediately said yes. So that kind of confirmed again that I thought there was something here. And that's sort of the main reason for me to do that.
What I found about reading the individual stories is that they'll resonate with entrepreneurs in different ways because they will identify themselves and the hardships that they perhaps have been through. For example, as a broadcaster, the story of Takalani Tike Nemangowe, you call him the rainmaker from Alex FM. We know Alex FM was really hard hit during the July unrest, and you tell the story in the book as well. And that's, for example, something that would resonate with us as broadcasters.
Yeah, and I think that was quite deliberate to choose geographically entrepreneurs that were representing both Gauteng and KZN, but also that would represent a number of different industries. So like CK, for example, he was an amazing example of someone who just rebounded, and he just went out of his way to generate income, and he would almost proudly say that his business is now better equipped than it was before the looting. And that for me is just, that's why I was like, he's the rainmaker. But also someone in a very undervalued almost business, like a butcher, that an entrepreneur in a butchery can be so hard hit by this, and that hits him so personally and so deep to his core. But people like Lebohang who set up a coffee brand. And so they're so diverse in nature. They're so diverse also in personalities. And I wanted to draw a team out from each and every entrepreneur. That was so simple to do because the team almost represented itself. While they started talking, I was like, this is the team for this entrepreneur. And then we came up with a nickname for that particular entrepreneur. But that was really exciting for me. They're so diverse when it comes to both geographical, gender, and age. And industry.
It is so diverse, as you say. For example, you do tell the story of Lance Ross, the risk taker, who runs a butchery called Swinton Road Butchery in Lamontville. And then the story of Lebohang Nyandeni, who runs Leb's Cafe eCoffee. It's a coffee shop in Everton. And what really works well is these personal stories. So we thought we'd get one of the entrepreneurs on, and we are joined now by Lebohang, who is the Leb's Cafe eCoffee founder, who was also really impacted by the July unrest. And there are lessons that Lebohang shares as well. Lebohang, good afternoon. Welcome to the Midday Report.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
So, Lebogang, tell us about the experience that you had with Alif and how this translates into the book and the story that's told here.
The experience has been amazing. Alif is my mentor. He's my business coach since I've met him after the looting. The impact was really huge because we had a kiosk that we were running at Everton and it was totally destroyed. And we had other parcels that we were couriering through different courier parcels. And at that time, the looting happened. It happened that some of these parcels that we sell, that we deliver to customers throughout South Africa were also looted at a certain shop at the mall. So it was very devastating having to see my employees lose their jobs, having to see myself not knowing what to do because I was very stranded. But when Alex came in through the support that he gave me through his foundation, Riza Babugile and Africa Tikkun and the township, reviving township economies, it really impacted my business and revived my business once again.
And Lebo, you picked yourself up. You started trading again in Everton Mall. You operate every day selling Leb's Cafe, blend of coffee. And in the book, you speak about how you just wouldn't quit. You are persistent. What do you hope other entrepreneurs will learn from reading this book?
Other entrepreneurs can learn the lessons that are shared there. I believe that each and every individual, they have their potential and they have their gifts. Even in life, you meet up with a lot of challenges, a lot of boundaries, but if you don't quit, if you don't drop and just sit down and say there's nothing that's going to happen, it's not going to get right anymore, and unfortunately, it's not going to get right for you. But I've learned that if you keep your head up and you just stay focused, you eventually meet the right people that will be willing to help you, to assist you, to develop you, to nurture you so that you can become a better individual. I also say meeting Alif was really great for me because I'm nurtured now and I'm running my business once again. If I had quit, I would not have met him. So it's important for us as entrepreneurs not to quit and not to give up.
Lebo, thanks for sharing your story. It's been great having you on. Lebogang Nyandeni, Leb's Cafe eCoffee founder, whose story is told in the book. And Alif, what you do in each of these chapters is that at the end of it, you give the lessons that you believe can be learnt from each of those stories. Why do you think that is necessary?
Because I think the stories in itself provide a great narrative, but there is a deeper depth in it. Like with Lebo, his passion is about startups, right? So for me, if we teach people that you can start up a business and that it's actually there are models for that, and so like the lean incubation model, for example, that I spoke about when it comes to him, then from that is a lesson that can make the story practical in someone's own life, whether that's a professional career or a personal career, if you want to start a side hustle or something like that. And I found that to be relevant because the story on its own would leave a sense of devastation to an extent, but also a sense of inspiration. And if I just left it there without linking that to how you can apply that in your own life, I felt that it was something that was missing. And therefore, we linked every kind of story to a lesson that is practical, hopefully practical and implementable.
Alif, thank you so much. Alif Muhlenberg, social entrepreneur, philanthropist, also author and chairperson at Riza Holdings. The book is called The Overcomers, It's Stories and Lessons from Entrepreneurs of a Resilient Nation. Stories about how these entrepreneurs dealt with the July unrest are very applicable to many entrepreneurs who are now dealing with the crisis of load shedding as well. So lots of advice and lots of learnings in here too.